In the previous sessions, we saw biblical reasons as to why we must teach on pornography. We also saw why and how elders must take care of themselves in this fight against pornography. We saw that it is through incarnation, not imitation, that we will have victory in this battle. And in this session, we want to look at some practical steps that we can take to guard the flock in this fight against pornography. And I want to present to you three steps. One is acknowledge, two is arm, three is act. Acknowledge, arm, and act. First, acknowledge. Acknowledge that there is a problem. You see, it is the denial of the problem, which is a trait of an absconding leader. Let me say that again, differently. The absentee leader will always deny when confronted with a problem. And that has always been an issue with leaders who are not courageous. So, acknowledge. We need to talk about this elephant in the room. It's the silent killer that's destroying our people in the pews. Now, I want us to understand that it's silent because nobody wants to come up on their own and confess and talk about it because we haven't created the environment for them to do so. So, they must. We must acknowledge so that they are comfortable. Second, arm. Arm yourself with grace and with facts. Arm yourself with grace because pornography leads to guilt and condemnation, and we want to arm ourselves with grace. You see, gentleness of the shepherd is important for a broken sheep. The sheep have to be able to see that the shepherd has bent knees, broken heart, and wet eyes. That's very reassuring when the shepherd reaches out to confront, to comfort, and to reconcile. And also arm yourself with facts. Find out what are the resources that are available that you can use to help you in this fight. Be equipped, because when you're equipped, it shows that you care and you're also comfortable in dealing with these issues. And there are many resources available. For example, there are websites and programs, Covenant Eyes, NetSafe Kids. There are books. Two in particular I want to mention, Wired for Intimacy, How Pornography Hijacks the Male Brain. And the second one is When Temptation Strikes, Gaining Victory Over Sin by Larry Dixon. And there are videos. There's this video on www.somebodysdaughter.org. It's a journey from journey to freedom from pornography. There are YouTube videos. Pure Passion Ministry has put out a series called Asking David. Then there's technology. CanineWebProtection.com, it helps parents both limit access to sites and also time that their children would have on the internet. And the third is act. Take action. Take action. Take action from the pulpit. Teach against pornography. You see, leadership must not just teach on things that are palatable, but what are essential and necessary. And some of the things that they need to teach from the pulpit are teach to have a low tolerance of sin. The moment there's sin, that they would keep short accounts with God, they would return back to God. Second, teach that God is a God of grace and strength, and yet he is a God of holiness, and that he will not condone sin. But teach them that when they do sin, instead of running away from God, that they would run close to God, they would return back to God. Take action to counsel. Three things to remember in this counsel is, one, we need to always remember that God's word is our basis for counseling, but also to have a group of people who are biblically trained, who are counselors, who we can lean on professionally when needed. It might be necessary that you would train yourself formally. There are free online courses. There's one on www.study.com that you could take to equip yourself. And so how do you help the flock? Like I said, acknowledge, arm, and act. Now, the goals of these three is that we may present them pure before God, equipping the flock to defend itself against pornography. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3, we read, "But sexual immorality and impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints." 2, that they may be assured before God, that they would have the assurance that our God is greater than the sin, that the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ beckons them to come so that they can find healing from what pornography has done to them. You see, pornography scars people. It leaves them in the guilt. They need to know the gospel is greater and that they can come and be accepted in the well-beloved. I love how Psalm 103 says, I'm going to read from verse 10 to verse 14, "He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust." 3, that they may be equipped for the fight. The flock must be equipped. They must know how to fight. We must provide them with those how-tos, because if you don't, then they're just left with guilt and this consternation as to what do they do with that information. So let me give you 3 how-tos. The first how-to is what's called the Alvin Cooper's process. Now, according to late psychologist Alvin Cooper, he had these 3 main factors that draws people to internet pornography. He said it's accessibility, affordability, and anonymity. It's like a 3-legged stool. And if you take away one of the stool falls. And it's like taking one of the factors away to break the addiction. So let's look at each of them briefly. The first one is affordability. It deals with the cost of accessing online content. Now, that's a little difficult considering that getting on the internet is becoming much cheaper. And yet, it's now seen that as people get into porn online, 70% is free. And yet, very soon, that is not enough, and they start to pay. And so one way to keep check on this is to see if there's any strange charges on your statements, on your bank statements, and your credit card statement. So that is one way to break the leg. Second is accessibility. It deals with the ease of access getting online. Now, with Wi-Fi, it makes it possible that you can access Wi-Fi in the remote corners of your house. And so how does one break this leg? It's through filters and through password. And if the struggle is personal, what I suggest you do is to have your accountability partner make this password and they hold on to it so you are not able to tamper with it. And the third is anonymity. It deals with this privacy through avatars and through proxy names as they get online, and that you can hide your identity. Now, this is the easiest leg to break, because all you have to say is commit to yourself and I will not use a proxy name to get online, because you then don't want to get onto sites where your visible presence, your online presence becomes evident. One of the way to do is to have your accountability partner have access to your browsing history. They are able to look through what you've been watching, and that will keep you honest. And the second how-to is awareness. Now, this is a great practical step that King David practiced. Till such time, of course, he got on the terrace and saw Bathsheba taking a bath. But he speaks about it in Psalm 73:28. He calls it the nearness of God. Coram Deo, it's an old Latin phrase that says, I'm going to practice the nearness of God, that God is with me wherever I am, and so I would not do things because of his presence. And the third how-to is a is something that we as elders can do, is to teach how to use these tools. I mean, it's one thing to show them there is a list there, but it's another thing to show them how to use it. And also the discipline on continuing to use it. This is something that we can do. So how do we conclude? I want to summarize it in this way. The victory is through transformation, not through self-reform. Our best efforts, our best self-efforts will fail if Christ is not the one who is leading us to victory. We read in Mark chapter 7, verse 21, "For from within, out of the heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, and adultery." We are weak in our own. We are not able to fight this fight. But with Jesus Christ, our victory is 100%. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57, "But thanks be to God who gives us victory through Lord Jesus Christ." So I want to leave you with a question. What steps will you take today to equip yourself and to equip the flock that God has given in your charge to fight against the sickness of pornography? God bless you.